I'll wait around for days. This porch on which I pace, 'cause I need your mind, I need your...
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And today we have a useful lesson for you because maybe you like to read the news. And if you're reading the news, often there are numbers, like big numbers. If it's about money or about anything, there are always big numbers. So this lesson is about how to read numbers in English.
Just a note that in the newspapers and articles, there are many different ways to say these numbers. And this dialogue covers that.
That's right, yes. So we have a dialogue between a Chinese person and a native speaker, and they're talking about how to say big numbers. So why don't we take a listen?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Hey, John. I'm reading the news, and this article says tens of thousands. What does that mean?
Oh, because it means 10,000 multiple times. It's for numbers over 20,000 but less than 100,000.
What about if it's between 10,000 and 20,000?
Then you could just say over 10,000.
Oh, that makes sense. So I can say hundreds of thousands as well?
Yep, and tens of millions, hundreds of millions, and so on.
Oh, that's another thing I can't get my head around. How do I read huge numbers with so many zeros?
Well, we use commas every three digits to split up the number and make it easier.
What? You've lost me.
Try this one. 6,000,000,000,000.
Is it 6 billion?
Exactly. You sure pick things up quickly.
What about numbers like 550,000,000? How should I say it?
550,000.
What about 550,800?
Just add 800. 550,800.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the hang of it. But I still need a lot of practice.
Don't stress out about it. Numbers are tricky even for native speakers.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between John and Terry. John's reading the news, and an article says this expression, tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. This basically means many thousands, or I should say many multiples of 10.
Right. Yeah. It's 10,000 many times. So you can use this expression, and we'll talk about this a little bit later as well. Tens of. It's so like 10,000, but then 20,000, that's 10,000 two times, right?
That's right.
So you could say tens of thousands.
They usually say this just to emphasize that the number is big.
For sure. So then Terry says, oh, because it means 10,000 multiple times. Now, Lisa, you just said this word multiple. So what does that mean exactly?
Multiple means many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially more than two.
So for example, maybe since we live in Canada, I could say that it's a really multicultural place.
Oh, good word. Yeah, multicultural. If you see this word multi, it means many. And this is a really common word that gets attached to other words. So multiple. I've been to Europe multiple times. So that could be just two. But if it's just two, what do we usually say?
We could say double or couple.
Yeah, a couple. Like I've been to Europe a couple times.
But here he's using it to describe tens of thousands. So he says 10,000 multiple times.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So we usually use it for more than 20,000. So 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, until 90,000.
So what about if it's between 10,000 and 20,000?
Right. So this is that, you know, kind of confusing bit. Well, in that case, we can just say over 10,000. So there's a small space there where you can't say tens of thousands, but it's more than 10,000. So, you know, more than 10,000 or over 10,000.
But you can add over to any number. So you could also say over 100,000 mm-hmm. or over a million.
And John says here, so can I say hundreds of thousands as well?
And Terry says, yep. And tens of millions, hundreds of millions, and so on.
Mm-hmm, right. So if it's a number, like 10,000 is a number, you can say tens of thousands. 100,000 is a number, so you can say hundreds of thousands. What about tens of hundreds?
No, we don't really use it for that. Generally, we use it for thousands and up.
Mm-hmm, right, because 10 hundred is not a number. What about tens of tens?
No, that's a little bit too small.
Right, yeah, because 10, 10 is not a number. In that case, you would say dozens of. So what about this expression, so on and so on?
So on is what we use at the end of a sentence to say that there are more examples, but I'm not going to give them all right now.
And many more and many more. You maybe will see a similar expression, ETC. That means and so on. There's so many in a list, I don't want to say them all, so I'll just say ETC or and so on.
That's right. And there's another pronunciation for ETC, which is etc.
Right, etc. Good. So John here, he says, that's another thing I can't get my head around. So what does that mean, get my head around?
If you say I can't get my head around it, it kind of means that you can't comprehend or understand it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if it's something really confusing that takes a lot of effort to understand, but you still can't understand it, then, you know, you can't get your head around it. I can't hold it with my head. It's kind of a funny expression. We can also say wrap my head around, right?
Exactly. And I can use this for just like numbers like this, or maybe ideas at school or work. So all of these things, maybe if my boss tells me something, but you know what? I couldn't wrap my head around it. So I had to ask him for more information.
Yeah, like I just can't get my head around why people don't signal before they turn in their cars.
That's right. And it's a problem that, you know what, people in Vancouver are really guilty of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so this next sentence, how do I read huge numbers with so many zeros? Now, huge here, you maybe saw this before. It just means
very, very large.
Yeah, very big, very large, huge. So lots of zeros.
And Terry says, well, we use commas every three digits to split up the number and make it easier.
Right, yeah. So first of all, comma. Comma is like a period. It looks like a period, but it has a little tail.
That's right. And it's just used to kind of separate or split up things.
Mm-hmm, right. So we use them in numbers. We use them in sentences. So you use a comma every three digits. So what is a digit?
So a digit is a single number.
Mm-hmm, yeah, from 0 until 9. It's one number. So 0 or 1 or 2 or 3. And so on. That's a digit. And you might recognize this word. It's where we get the word digital. So computers, they use numbers. That's how they calculate. And so that's where we have this word digital. It's using numbers.
So sometimes people will say digits or they'll say numbers.
Right. So for huge numbers, you have like 000, comma, 000, comma. That's a way to split up a large or a huge number.
So split up just means kind of separate or divide.
Right, yeah. So split up you can use in a lot of ways to make something a little bit easier. Like if you're doing something really long, like a long work day, maybe you take a break every 2 hours to split up the time.
And if you have too much work, you can split up the work and give it to another coworker.
Right, yeah. Or if you're with friends and you're eating some food, but you're sharing the food, you should split up the bill.
Split up can also be used for separate, like when you leave as well.
Oh, yeah. Like if a couple splits up, then maybe they got divorced.
That's true. All right. But here we're talking about numbers and it's kind of confusing. So John says, what? You've lost me.
Yeah, this is a good expression. So if you were understanding something before, but now you don't understand it, you can say this. Oh, you've lost me.
So it's really useful when you're tutoring, or sometimes you can use this with your teacher if you can't quite understand what they said.
Yeah, and just be careful of the way that you say this. Say it in kind of a happy way, like, you've lost me.
That's right, because you don't want to show that it is their fault.
Right,
you want
yeah.
to show that it is your fault.
Oh, yeah, or it's just confusing, yeah.
That's true.
Another time you might say this is if someone's saying a long story, and it's just such a long story that I don't know what he's talking about anymore. Oh, you've lost me.
Right, so since he's kind of lost John, Terry gives an example. But this time, Terry gets it right. And he says, is it 6 billion?
Billion. So billion is after million. It's a number with 9 zeros or 9 digits behind it.
That's right. I could also say that it's three sets of zeros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it has three commas. If you see three commas, it's billion. If you see two commas, it's million. If you see one comma, it's thousand. So what about if there are four commas?
Then it's a trillion.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So then Terry says, exactly, you sure pick things up quick.
Pick things up. Am I talking about lifting things off the floor?
No, you're not going to pick anything from the floor. Now, pick up, in this case, means learn.
Yeah, and you could pick things up quickly. So, for example, maybe you pick up the guitar quickly.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. Like learning a new skill or even a new language. My friend really picked up English quickly.
You could also pick things up a little bit slowly.
Yeah, if it's something that you can't get your head around.
For me, that was always numbers, actually.
Right, yeah, numbers are hard, and that's why John has some more questions, and Terry gives him the answer, like 550,000, because there's only one comma there, and yeah.
And all these examples seem to really help John. So he says, okay, I think I'm starting to get the hang of it.
Yeah, so get the hang of it just means get familiar with, right?
Yeah, but it's also kind of means that you kind of feel like you're able to do it now.
Right, yeah, you're more comfortable. Like a common example is learning to drive. If it's something really hard and it takes some practice, then you need some time to get the hang of it. Like when you're starting to learn it, you're starting to feel more comfortable doing it.
That's right. And you can always say this to a friend as encouragement, like, don't worry, you'll get the hang of it.
Right. Yeah. Like in a new job, when you're learning some new system, it takes time. But finally, oh, yeah, I got the hang of it. Finally, I think I get it. I understand it. I can do this. But when you get the hang of something, are you a master? Are you the best?
No, it just means that you're a little bit more used to it. So he still needs a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm, right. And Terry reminds him, don't stress out about it.
Stress out. This is a kind of phrasal verb, and it means basically to stress.
Mm-hmm, to get stressed and feel stressed. So the difference here between just stress and stress out, stress out is like when you feel your feeling of stress comes out.
Exactly. So I can probably see it.
Right. Yeah. If your friend is stressing out, he's probably getting more angry or maybe towards you. I hope not. But you can see it in his face. He's tired. He's not happy. He's stressing out. The stress is coming out.
You might also see this when someone stresses out at an interview or at mm-hmm. a presentation.
Yeah. Like getting sweaty, maybe
shaky
a little
hands.
Bit shaky, nervous. Yeah. Stressing out. Yeah, and Terry, he's a really nice guy, so he says, numbers are tricky even for native speakers.
Tricky. Tricky just kind of means difficult.
Mm-hmm, yeah, difficult. Not easy to get your head around or figure out.
No. A lot of things you could say are kind of tricky. For example, maybe learning a new skill or a sport.
Yeah, for sure. Something complicated like a puzzle.
And he says that, you know what, numbers are tricky even for native speakers. Mm-hmm. And you know what, I can agree.
Yeah, they can be pretty hard at times. So because they're tricky, why don't we take another listen to the dialogue?
That sounds good to me.
Hey, John. I'm reading the news, and this article says tens of thousands. What does that mean?
Oh, because it means 10,000 multiple times. It's for numbers over 20,000, but less than 100,000.
What about if it's between 10,000 and 20,000?
Then you could just say over 10,000.
Oh, that makes sense. So I can say hundreds of thousands as well?
Yep, and tens of millions, hundreds of millions, and so on.
Oh, that's another thing I can't get my head around. How do I read huge numbers with so many zeros?
Well, we use commas every three digits to split up the number and make it easier.
What? You've lost me.
Try this one. 6,000,000,000,000.
Is it 6 billion?
Exactly. You sure pick things up quickly.
What about numbers like 550,000,000? How should I say it?
550,000.
What about 550,000,000?
Just add 800. 550,800.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the hang of it. But I still need a lot of practice.
Don't stress out about it. Numbers are tricky even for native speakers.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again between John and Terry about numbers. Lisa, what about you? Do you find numbers tricky?
Yes, I do, actually, especially numbers in foreign languages.
Yeah, because they're so different. The expressions we use, the way we count numbers and say numbers, it's hard to pick it up sometimes.
That's very true. Especially those big numbers like tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's why we use commas to split up these big numbers. They can really help you kind of see and say the number. But I understand it's difficult then to think about the number in your language.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. So let us know, how do you guys count numbers in your country? And what was difficult about learning numbers in English?
Mm-hmm. And let us know other things in English that are hard to get your head around, hard to get the hang of, because we always love doing lessons on those difficult things for you guys. So we look forward to seeing your comments, and we'll talk to you later.
Yep, see you then.